The 1812 United States presidential election is an intriguing snapshot of a nation grappling with its identity, both at home and abroad. It was a period of growing pains, where the fragile Union of States was still solidifying, and external pressures threatened to disrupt its tenuous stability. At the heart of this election were two men, James Madison, the sitting president and standard-bearer of the Democratic-Republican Party, and DeWitt Clinton, a political chameleon who sought to unite disparate factions in a bid to unseat Madison. The election played out against the backdrop of rising tensions with Great Britain, domestic division over the looming War of 1812, and the ever-expanding influence of the common voter. 1812 was a landslide. James Madison, often referred to as the father of the Constitution, was seeking re-election at a time when his leadership was under significant scrutiny. Madison had been instrumental in drafting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but his presidency was proving to be a challenging affair. His first term had been marked by diplomatic struggles with Britain and France, both of whom had been violating American neutrality by seizing ships and impressing sailors into their navies. Madison's decision to implement the Embargo Act's successor policies, such as the Non-Intercourse Act and Macon's Bill No. 2, had varying degrees of success and failure. These measures attempted to force Britain and France to respect American neutrality, but they also hurt the U.S. economy, particularly in New England, where merchants and shipowners bore the brunt of the trade restrictions. On the other side of the aisle stood DeWitt Clinton, a man whose political career was as multifaceted as his campaign strategy. Clinton was the mayor of New York City and the nephew of George Clinton, a prominent Democratic Republican who had served as vice president under both Jefferson and Madison. While nominally a member of the Democratic Republican Party, DeWitt Clinton positioned himself as the candidate of compromise, cobbling together a coalition of Federalists and disaffected Democratic Republicans. His campaign was less about a cohesive platform and more about channeling frustration with Madison's leadership. Clinton criticized the administration's handling of foreign policy and accused Madison of dragging the nation toward an unnecessary and potentially disastrous war. The electorate in 1812 was not what we think of today. Voting rights were still limited to white men, and even then, property requirements in many states excluded a significant portion of the population. This meant that the electorate was largely composed of landowners, merchants, and the more affluent members of society. The idea of popular sovereignty was growing, but it hadn't yet reached the level of universal white male suffrage that would characterize later decades. Moreover, voting was often conducted viva voce, or by voice, rather than through a secret ballot, which left the process open to coercion and public pressure. Political parties, while not yet institutionalized as they would be later, were starting to solidify, with the Democratic Republicans dominating most of the South and West, and the Federalists maintaining a foothold in New England and parts of the Mid-Atlantic. The state of the nation in 1812 was tumultuous, to say the least. The U.S. was on the brink of war with Britain, a conflict that would erupt just months after the election. Known as the War of 1812, this confrontation was fueled by Britain's continued interference with American trade, the impressment of American sailors, and British support for Native American resistance against U.S. expansion. Domestically, the nation was divided over the prospect of war. Southern and Western states, which saw British interference as a direct affront to American sovereignty and economic independence, were generally in favor of war. In contrast, New England states, whose economies depended heavily on trade with Britain, were staunchly opposed. In this volatile environment, Madison's re-election campaign emphasized the need for national unity and strength in the face of external threats. His supporters argued that Madison's leadership was essential for navigating the country through the current crisis. Clinton's campaign, meanwhile, sought to exploit regional and economic divisions. By aligning himself with Federalists, Clinton hoped to capitalize on anti-war sentiment in New England and among moderate voters who were uneasy about Madison's policies. When the votes were tallied, Madison emerged victorious, securing 128 electoral votes to Clinton's 89. On the surface, this might not seem like a landslide in the way we think of modern electoral blowouts. However, the context of the election reveals why it can be considered a decisive victory. First, Madison's ability to maintain a majority of the electoral vote despite the fractured political landscape and the controversial issues of his presidency was a testament to his enduring support among Democratic Republicans and his appeal in the South and West. Second, Clinton's coalition was an uneasy marriage of convenience rather than a unified front. While he made inroads in New England and parts of the Mid-Atlantic, he failed to build a broad-based movement capable of unseating an incumbent president. The election also highlighted the growing sectionalism within the United States. Madison's support was strongest in the South and West, regions that would continue to play a pivotal role in shaping the Democratic-Republican Party's dominance. Clinton's strength in New England underscored the Federalists' lingering influence in that region, even as their national relevance waned. This sectional divide foreshadowed the regional tensions that would later come to a head in the Civil War. In many ways, Madison's victory in 1812 reaffirmed the resilience of the Democratic-Republican Party and its vision for the nation. Despite the challenges of his first term, Madison's leadership was validated by the electorate, who chose to stay the course rather than gamble on Clinton's patchwork coalition. The election also underscored the evolving nature of American democracy, with its increasing reliance on organized political parties and the growing importance of regional and economic interests. So, was the 1812 election a landslide? In the literal sense of electoral math, perhaps not. But in the broader context of early American politics, it represented a clear endorsement of Madison's presidency and a rejection of Clinton's opportunistic campaign. It solidified the Democratic-Republican Party's dominance for another term and set the stage for the trials and tribulations of the War of 1812. The election wasn't just about choosing a leader. It was a reflection of a young nation's struggle to define itself in an uncertain world. And in that sense, Madison's victory was as much about the survival of the Republic as it was about the man himself.